The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do, now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another, the steward said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones, and the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning again, everyone. Allow me to begin with a joke, on this early Sunday morning. A Jesuit priest was out for a drive and crashed into another car, only to discover that the other driver was a Franciscan priest. "It was my fault," each insisted, as is only right and proper with religious men. Concerned, the Jesuit said, "You look badly shaken up, Father. You could probably use a good stiff drink right now to calm down." He produced a flask, and the Franciscan drank from it and said, "Thank you, Father. I feel much better now. But you're probably shaken up too. Why don't you have a drink as well?" "I will," the Jesuit responded, "but I think I'll wait until after the police have come." Are you shrewd? Are you shrewd as the steward in the gospel, or this Jesuit priest from this joke I just told? Can you get troubled circumstances to work to your advantage? The gospel today. After having been accused of squandering his master's goods, the steward is about to be fired. Faced with this situation, he devises a way out to secure himself a peaceful future. He calls those who owe his master a debt and reduces their debts. His aim is to make friends with them in hope of being rewarded in the future when he is in most need. He wants to make connections while he can before he gets into trouble. Shrewd. No, in Italian, the word is furbo. No, I used to be called that when I lived in Italy. Another word for it is sly. Yesterday, I was thinking other synonyms for this word. But really, it's sly, because I was thinking of being manipulative or being conniving. Those have a negative connotation, though, whereas shrewd is not exactly, or sly, or furbo, isn't exactly something that's negative. In fact, Pope Francis today said in the Angelus in Rome, he explained that with that mixture of intelligence and craftiness, this is shrewdness, a mixture of intelligence and craftiness which allows you to overcome difficult situations. The Pope says also, or said earlier today in the Angelus, Jesus' invitation to make friends with wealth is an invitation to know how to transform goods and riches into relationships, because people are worth more than things and count more than the riches possessed. What does Jesus say? No, he said in the gospel, make friends with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. In a way, what does he say? Make friends with money. But I'm going to interpret that in a little different way. No, we don't make friends with George Washington on the dollar bill. No, we use the dollar bill to make friends, to build God's kingdom here on earth. Huh? We can ask ourselves, with this dollar bill, how can I be friend? How can I ease poverty? How can I turn down walls of division? How can I bring unity? How can I feed the poor, clothe the hungry, give drink to the thirsty? How can I serve? This morning, as Cindy was singing the responsorial psalm, I was like, what is she singing? Because I was looking at the psalm for next week. I was on the wrong page. But I'm happy I was on the wrong page, because if we look at this responsorial psalm for next Sunday, what does the psalmist say? Huh? The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects the stranger. The fatherless and the widow he sustains. The way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord is always on the side of the poor, just as the responsorial psalm of today says, praise the Lord who lifts up the poor. And so the question is, how are we shrewd with what we are stewards of? Do we use it, no, for the mentality of today, dog eat dog? As Christians, we can't have that mentality, no, that we climb over one another to get to the top. It's not about securing my security, it's about securing our security as God's people. And this, I think, is well expressed more or less with the vow of poverty that religious take. No, this wealth, I don't get a paycheck, okay? The diocese, because we staff this parish, our monthly paycheck goes directly to my religious community. Huh? It's a healthy form of communism, where everything is held in common for the benefit of all, where hopefully each religious selflessly gives of himself so that the community can survive and that we can work together to build God's kingdom here on earth. We have to be good stewards of what God has entrusted to us. But in order to be good stewards, we have to not just worry about our own profit, how we can manipulate things to our own advantage, but in a way, how can we be shrewd with the things of earth and use them for God's greater glory, for our salvation, and the benefit of our brothers and sisters? This vow of poverty, really, in owning nothing, I own everything. No, because it's ironic. In owning nothing, I own everything. I went to Rome. I don't have a car in Rome. I don't have a house in Rome, personally. But because I have the vow of poverty, and my brothers have the vow of poverty, I had transportation, I had a bed to lay my head on, because everything is provided for. And so, brothers and sisters, let's look at our lives and see, where do we find our security? Are we manipulative with the things of this world in a negative way, to our own advantage? Or are we shrewd? Do we truly make friends with using the dollar bill to build God's kingdom here on earth? We pray to the Lord for the grace to be like the steward in the gospel, whom in a way Jesus commends, no? Because he was smart. Are we smart with our own spiritual lives? Are we smart with the things of the world, smart enough to know how to use them to work for our own sanctification and the sanctification and the service of our brothers and sisters? If not, let's ask the Lord for that grace to be, what does Jesus say in another part of the gospel? No, cunning as serpents and innocent as doves. Amen.